哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领。我们神学训练班已经接近尾声。
Hallelujah, thanks to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that our NYTS is coming to a close.
那神学训练班，我们有个同工把它取另外一个名字。他把这个 NYTS 取成Need You to Serve， 就是希望你来服事。
And there was a worker who changed the meaning of the NYTS to need you to serve.
我们神学信念的一个终极目标就是盼望我们青年都可以为神来服事。
Because the goal of the theological seminar is to train our young members to be able to serve.
所以我们把毕业班的学员毕业的学生再回来受训两年，加上两年的实习课程。
And this time, in the graduate course, the students have a two-year training and two-year internship program.
盼望他们能够有服事的管道，能够用自己的生命来爱神。
And we do this in the hope that our members can learn to love the Lord with their whole life.
感谢主，他们实习是要自己付费用来为神工作。
And the internship is self-financed.
那今年有一个中南美洲的辅导员的工作，有的学员来跟我们说，如果有其他同龄、其他学员经济上有问题，他都还可以帮忙负担。
And this year we have an opening for the work in Central and South America, and members have volunteered to offer money for our workers to travel.
所以我们觉得我们的学员不但是有心学习更是能够在奉献上面能够支援其他的同学来一起服事。
And not only can our members volunteer themselves, they have also volunteered to help others to serve the Lord.
在我们要结束的时刻，我们盼望我们弟兄姐妹同龄们心中都能够带回去主耶稣满满的爱。
And as we conclude our NYTS, I hope that every student can bring back the abundant love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们举办圣餐礼。
That is why today we come here to partake the Holy Communion.
盼望保罗那种精神能够了解到他是爱我，为我舍己。
So that we can understand as Paul did that Jesus loved us.To the point of giving up his life.
如今我活着不再是为我们自己活着，而是为那为我们死的主来活。
And today we live not for ourselves, but for Christ who died for us.
能够了解我们活着是基督，死了就有益处。
That to live is Christ, and to die is great gain.
我们举办圣餐礼最重要的就是要纪念主耶稣的死。
Have the sacrament of Holy Communion to remember the death of our Lord.
也借着这样子，耶稣的生命进到我们生命里面来。
And through the Holy Communion, the life of Christ enters us.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章的二十三节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 23.
哥林多前书十二章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 23.
哥林多前书十二章二十三节，我们读到二十五节。
From verse 23 to 25.
二十三节到二十五节。二十三节，当日我传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。十一章二十四节。十一章二十四节。
Chapter 11, verse 23 to 25.
注谢了，就拨开说。这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。二十五节。
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。主耶稣重复的两次提到，为的是纪念我。
Twice Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
纪念他为我们把他的身体舍去。
We do this remembering that he gave his life for us.
纪念他为我们流血立了一个新的约定。
Remember that he shed his blood and gave us a new covenant.
没有这个新的约定之前，人要拜神有很多的重担。
Before this new covenant, it was a burden to worship God.
那有这个新约，我们只要用心灵跟诚实来拜神，我们的重担是轻省的。
But with the new covenant, we can worship God in spirit and truth, and this burden has become light.
为了要完成这样一个恩惠，我们的主受尽了很多的苦。
But Jesus paid a price to give us such a grace, and he suffered.
他从天上来到人间。
He came into earth.
来到人间已经很委屈天上这位神了。
It was already a great sacrifice for God in heaven to come to earth.
但是他在世上却取了仆人的样式来服侍人。
Even more so, he took the image of a servant.
做仆人已经很委屈天上的这位神了。
And not only that,
他还取了罪患的样子。
The God in heaven became a servant and a sinner.
担负了我们世上所有人的罪，为我们来代死。
And he took upon his shoulders the sins of mankind and died for our sake.
为我们代死已经非常的伟大了。
And he did more than just die for us.
他甚至死在十字架上，那是历代以来最残酷的刑罚。
But he died on the cross, which was the greatest torture in history.
所以主耶稣的恩典实在好大。
This is how great is the mercy of our Lord.
小弟觉得耶稣在十字架的这段道路上受三种层次的苦。
I think Jesus suffered in three levels while he was on the cross.
小弟觉得他在精神上最后这一段，他在人这一方面走得很孤单。
Mentally, he was alone when he hung on the cross.
他说，他对门徒说，你们都要回到自己的地方去，留下我独自一个人。
He has said to his disciples, you will return to your own place, leaving me alone.
但是我不是孤单的，因为有天父跟我同在。
But I am not truly alone because my Father is with me.
但是从人的层面来讲，他的确在那段时间找不到帮助。
But from human eyes,at that time, there was no one to help Jesus.
他带三个门徒特地的到克西马尼园去祷告。
He brought his three closest disciples to Gethsemane to pray.
他大声流泪哀哭，求主耶稣能够求神能够撤去他的苦悲。
And he cried out to God in heaven to take away the bitter cup.
他多么盼望能够有一些人为他祷告，为他跟他一起来哀哭。
He wished that there were others to cry and to pray with him.
但是他极目四望，门徒在睡觉。
But when he looked around, his disciples had fallen asleep.
当摩西在山上祷告，他的手累的时候，由亚伦跟户珥把他的手举起来。
Even when Moses prayed on the mountain, Joshua and Hur was there to lift up his arms.
但是耶稣在很软弱的时候，找不到一双帮助的手。
But when Jesus was at his weakest moment, there was no one to help him.
真的，从人的层面，他很孤单呢。
And from our perspective, Jesus was indeed alone.
在这个受审的过程当中，他精神上受尽了侮辱。
During his suffering, he was insulted and mocked.
别人蒙着他把他打他。
They covered his eyes and beat him.
吐口水在他的脸上面。
They spat on his face.
这样的一种精神层次的辛苦，我想只有我想我们那位在这边见证的弟兄应该很可以体会得出来。
And there was a brother who has testified, and he may understand how our Lord felt.
他说他小时候生长在一个不健全的家庭。
His brother grew up not in a good family.
妈妈在洗衣服的时候会顺便把他丢到洗衣机里面一起洗他。
And said his mother sometimes would throw him into the washing machine.
醒过来的时候才把他从那个捞起来。
But when she regained her senses, she would rescue him.
生病的时候会把他从窗户外面丢到窗户外面去。
But when she's not well, she would even throw him out the window.
他有一段时间，他成为街上的乞丐。
And at some time, this brother was homeless.
他晚上住在菜市场的那个摊位下面。
He lived in the market.
白天在街上乞讨。
And during the day, he begged for money.
乞讨的时候，有的人不但不给他，还骂他。
And some people would scold him and insult him.
不但骂他，还对他吐口水。
They also spat on him.
他说那个时候他没有眼泪，也没有笑容。
He said at that time he had run out of tears and he has forgotten how to smile.
我们多少人曾经受过这样的侮辱呢？
How many of us have endured such suffering and insult?
我相信这位弟兄很能够体会耶稣基督被侮辱的一种精神上的情形。
I believe this brother can tell firsthand what Jesus felt.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们自己觉得很孤单的时候，很受辱的时候，
so when we feel alone and insulted,
让我们放心的到主的面前来。
Let us come to the Lord,
因为这一条路主耶稣走过。
Because he had walked on the same path.
他要像很多人的感觉一样，再一次的拥抱着你，从后面拥抱着你，让你的心灵，那个虚空的心灵，再次体会到温暖。
And many will tell you that when you come to him, he will put your arm around you so that you can again feel the warmth of his love.
另外一个层次是肉体的痛苦。
Jesus also suffered in the flesh.
我们也没有办法去了解那样的情形，因为我们一手术就有打麻醉剂。
It's also a pain that we cannot imagine.
这次我们一个弟兄在这里做见证。
We have another brother also testify this time.
他的颈椎有一个在打football 的时候，打美式足球的时候受伤了，他的结果应该是跟那个演超人那位影星一样，应该是瘫痪的，坐在轮椅上面的。
There was an accident and he suffered spinal injury while playing football and he was supposed to be paralyzed for the rest of his life.
但是感谢主，他还可以走路，还活着。
Thank God today he still lives and can walk.
医生对他做了手术。
A doctor performed a surgery.
手术之后，在他头上面戴一个大概头两到三遍大的一个架子。
And after the surgery, they had to secure a halo on his head.
小弟亲眼看到那个架子。
I have seen that halo myself.
这边先一个拴一个钉子进去。
There are screws into the skull.
两边再拴一个钉子下去。
Front and on both sides of his head.
那个钉子穿过肉的皮肤，直接贴到那个骨头上面。
And the screws pierced the skin and attached themselves.
我看了几乎要昏倒。
When I saw it, I was going to faint.
弟兄在这边做见证说，他晚上太太生产第五天，他在睡觉的时候突然那个架子脱落。
And the brother testified that one night, the halo became loose.
就他觉得好像有一个人拿个大棍子在他头上重重敲了一棍子一样。
And he felt as if someone had hit him with a bat.
他两天没有办法睡觉。
He could not sleep.
妈妈在他去医院的时候，他说妈妈开车要很慢，因为一动他的头就痛得不得了。
And when his mother drove into the hospital, he asked her to drive slowly because there was so much pain.
那个钉子没有穿过去骨头。
But that those screws did not completely pierce.
我们的弟兄已经非常的没有办法忍受。
And yet that was such a great pain for our brother to endure.
我们能够想象主耶稣手的那个两个钉子，脚上那根钉子，那种透过神经，那种锥心的那种痛吗？
But the nails on Jesus' hand and feet pierced his skin and his nerves and entirely. How much pain!
有一个弟兄从手术醒过来之后，
When the brother woke up from surgery,
他觉得那个麻醉药退去之后，他身体太痛了，一直跟主耶稣说：“主啊，我好痛，我好痛。”
He was in such pain that he prayed to Jesus, saying, "I'm in so much pain."
痛到不得了了，他甚至跟神求神主啊，你让我死吧，我实在是受不了了。
He even said to God, "Let me die. I'm in so much pain."
耶稣的痛，他没有求死。
But Jesus, in his greatest moment of pain, did not ask for death.
他为我们代死，但是他却不求死。
He died for us, but he did not ask for death for his own sake.
在这位弟兄最痛苦的时候，天上有一个声音这样跟他说。
When this brother cried out to the Lord, a voice answered him from heaven.
他说：“明开，明开，我知道你很痛。”
He said, the voice said, "I know you're in great pain."
但是你有我痛吗？
But is this as much pain as I endured?
我们真的没有办法理解。
We cannot fathom that.
以前有个工人在见证他在英国工作的时候。
Another worker testified that while he was in England.
当他讲到主耶稣被钉的道理，一个青年真的感到他的手就好像被钉子钉进去一样。
He delivered a sermon about Jesus' pain on the cross, and one member, while listening, felt that pain in his hands.
痛传到他的大脑，他就昏死在那个聚会当中。
And the pain was so great that the member passed out.
大家要停止聚会，为他祷告。
And the members have to stop the service and pray for him.
后来他醒过来之后，只有两个感觉：第一，就是天国太美好了。
And when he woke up, he had two feelings. First is that heaven is so wonderful.
第二，就是这个世界太污秽了。
And second is that this world is so filthy.
那种痛，他那种形容痛到死去的那种感觉，我想我们真的是没有办法体会。
I don't think many of us can imagine the pain so great that we would die from it.
主的第三个层次的痛苦是灵魂下到阴间为我们尝死味的痛苦。
Thirdly, Jesus also suffered a pain of going to Hades.
在精神在肉体的痛，耶稣没有哭。
When he suffered mentally and physically, Jesus did not cry out.
但是他下到阴间为我们尝死味的时候，他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么你离开我？”
But when he tasted death in Hades, he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他平常叫天父都叫父啊，他叫他的父亲叫父，好像我们叫我们的父亲叫爸爸一样的自然。
Before, when he prayed to God, Jesus always said.Father, just as we cry out to our own fathers.
但是那个时候，他以带着罪人的身份，他不敢叫父啊，他叫我的神啊，因为那个时候他负担着我们全世界罪人的所有的罪。
In the moment where he carried the sin of all mankind, Jesus could not cry out to his father.
他大哭。
Instead, he cried out to his God.
他大哭那种情形，天地都不忍来观看，所以天地都跟着黑暗。
And when he cried out, the heaven and earth darkened.
圣经上跟我们讲说，他是为我们的过患受害，为我们的罪孽受压伤。
The Bible tells us that he was crushed for our iniquities.
因他的刑罚，我们得到平安；因他的压伤，我们可以得到医治。
And because of his injuries, we're healed, and because of his punishment, we're forgiven.
所以，我们盼望十字架的景象常常印在我们弟兄姐妹、同龄同学们的心上。
May the image of the cross be imprinted on each of our hearts.
让他的爱激动我们，让我们能够为神来活。
May the love of our Christ compel us to live for Him.
纪念不只是一种精神上的体会而已。
To remember is not just to have an emotional response.
纪念是要效法主耶稣的行为。
But to remember Christ is to follow His example.
我们说能想象主耶稣手脚被钉，什么都没办法做的时候，他在十字架上继续做着服事的工作。
Even when Jesus was nailed on the cross, he continued to serve.
他做什么样的服事呢？
How did he serve?
约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
他首先对家人先做服事的工作。
He first served his own family.
十九章二十五节。
John chapter 19, verse 25.
十九章二十五节。
John chapter 19, verse 25.
十九章二十五节。站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲和他母亲的姐姐，并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚。二十六节，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”二十七节，又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里面去了。在十字架上面，耶稣依然服侍他的母亲。
On the cross, Jesus continued to serve his mother.
他对所爱的门徒说：“看你的母亲。”
He said to his beloved disciple, "Look at your mother."
再跟门徒说：“看你的儿子。”
And he said to his mother, "Here is your son."
当他们眼睛交接的时候，门徒已经回忆耶稣基督的那种对妈妈的爱。
And when Jesus' mother and the disciple looked at each other, the disciple realized.How much Jesus loved his mother.
所以他就把耶稣的母亲接到家里去奉养了。
And from that time on, he took her into his home.
所以我们服侍的第一步就是要先照顾自己的家人。
The first step of serving God is to take care of our own family.
大卫是合神心意的人。
David was a man pleasing to God.
他在逃亡之前先安顿自己父母亲的住处。
Before he fled for his life, he took care of us of his own parents.
昨天晚上我们听到黄弟兄在这边跟我们勉励。
And last night, our brother Huang gave us some encouragements.
有人问他说：“你最近在这里有没有替妈妈来祷？对，替为父母亲来祷告。”
The brother reminded him to pray for his own parents.
他突然觉得自己很惭愧。
And he felt ashamed.
他开始回想自己的生命。
He looked back at his own life.
父亲如何的节俭，一双破鞋子都不愿意丢弃。
And how his father saved money for him.
父亲如何的慈爱，在他提到来读了三学期要转系的时候，不但没有责骂他，只跟他说，他知道。我知道你不喜欢读这个科系。
And he remembered how much his father loved him and did not rebuke him when he changed major third year through college.
他想到爸爸的年纪。
He thought of his own father's age.
爸爸的病痛。
And his illness.
想到自己以后怎么样有可能来照顾父亲呢
？And he thought how he would take care of his parents.
在见证当中，小弟听到他三声叹息。
During his testimony, I recall that he sighed three times.
充满了无奈。
He felt regret.
充满了感恩。
And also thanksgiving.
真的，我觉得这是我们来这边应当要学习的。
And this is something that we should learn when we gather here today.
在我们这种年纪，我们想到父母亲的时候，我就想到那个番茄的花。
When this brother spoke of his parents, I remember it reminded me of tomato flowers.
那个番茄花要凋谢之前呢，他都是不忍心凋谢，要凋谢而不凋谢，为的就是要护着那个后面那个青色的果子。
It takes a long time for the flower to wilt.
我们的父母亲
，it had to protect the fruit behind.
我们的父母亲曾经年轻灿烂过。
Our own parents have also been young and energetic.
为了我们，他们一日一日的衰老下去。
But for our sake, they have lost their vitality.
但是他们不忍退休，不忍凋零，依然的照顾着我们。
But they would not retire, and would rather continue to take care of us.
所以十字架上的服事就是对家人的服事。
Therefore, the servitude of the cross is to serve our own family members.
当你年长的时候，你发觉到这是一个不简单的功课。
And when you grow old, you find that this is a difficult lesson.
有一个老阿嬷已经八十多岁了，她现在中风在床上面。
There is an 80-year-old elderly sister who has suffered a stroke and is bedridden.
她是一个很爱干净的人。
And she was a very clean person.
所以她不想包尿布。
And so she refused to wear a diaper.
每天早上定时，她一个儿子要开车。来为妈妈换尿布。
And his her son had to go over to a place every evening to change for her.
有一个工人去那边去的时候，他说他要换裤子。
And when a worker was visiting her, she said she had to go change.
那个工人不晓得怎么办。
And the worker did not know what to do.
但是那个事情，他的儿子做得下去。
But her son could clean her up and change her.
当他生病的时候，他身体觉得很冷。
And when she was ill, she always felt cold.
他叫儿子说：“你回去拿衣服来。”
She asked her son to bring her more clothes.
其实那是在大概是我们这边温度大概90度的一个热的天气。
But it was 90 degrees outside.
他说：“儿子，我穿了这么多，很冷。现在天气很冷啊，你为什么穿那么少呢？多穿两件夹克吧。”
But because she was cold.She asked her son, "Aren't you cold? Why don't you put on a jacket?"
为了让妈妈安心，在大热天下面，在医院当中，这个儿子在那个地方穿了两件夹克，汗一直往额头流下来。
And in order to put his mother at ease, the son was willing to put on an extra jacket in the hot weather.
这个就是真正的孝心了。
This is true.Example of honoring your parents.
十字架的服事是对父母亲爱的服事。
The servitude of the cross is to show love to our own parents.
十字架上的服事也是代祷的服事。
The servitude of the cross is also intercession.
我们来看路加福音23章。
Let's read Luke chapter 23.
路加福音23章。
Luke 23.
34节。
Verse 34.
三十四节
Luke chapter 23 verse 34
23章34节当下耶稣说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得兵丁就连揪分他的衣服耶稣是神独生的爱子
Jesus is God's only begotten Son.
他是神荣耀所发出的光辉，是神本体的真相。
He is God Himself, and He is God's glory.
竟然兵丁敢分他的衣服。
Yet the Roman soldiers dare to divide his clothes.
里衣外衣都昏掉了。
They divided everything.
天上的神竟然敢这样侮辱，以后将来的刑罚会何等的大呢？
How much punishment and judgment do they deserve?
但是在那个时候，耶稣说：“父啊，你赦免他们。”
But at that moment, Jesus prayed for them, saying, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
耶稣在十字架的上面不忘记为那个陌生的那些人来祷告。
On the cross, Jesus prayed for strangers.
他跟另外一个强盗说：“今天晚上你要跟我在乐园。”
He said to the other criminal next to him, "You will be with me in paradise."
因为他祈求说：“但愿你得过的时候可以纪念我。”
Because the criminal had asked Jesus, "Remember me when your kingdom comes."
耶稣也为他祈求。
And Jesus also prayed for him.
他一定得到父的应许。
And he must have received a response from his father.
所以他敢放心地说，今天晚上你要跟我一起在乐园了。
And Jesus replied, "Tonight you shall be with me in paradise."
所以同龄们、弟兄姐妹们，我们可以继续的为我们的弟兄姐妹来祷告吗？
Okay, should we continue to pray for our own brothers and sisters?
圣经上说的伟人都是祷告的代祷的伟人。
All the saints recorded in the Bible are a man of prayer.
如果亚伯拉罕可以为那个罪恶的索多玛、俄摩拉来祷告。
If Abraham could pray on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah.
如果耶伯可以为逼迫他的朋友来祷告。
If Job could pray for the friends who persecuted him.
如果斯蒂凡可以为那些丢他石头的人来祷告。
If Stephen could pray for those who stoned him to death.
如果耶稣可以为那些使他没有自尊、没有衣服可以穿的人来祷告。
If Jesus could pray for the soldiers who ripped off his clothes.
我们没有办法为我们的同龄继续来祷告吗？
How can we not pray for our brothers and sisters?
这次的 NYTS 我们看到我们很有代祷的精神。
During this NYTS, there was a spirit of intercession.
很多的同龄在主当中进食为同龄来代祷。
Many brothers and sisters fasted and prayed for others.
因为这样的代祷也感动了很多颗的心。
And their intercession moved many hearts.
让我们这样的精神能够持续下去。
May we continue this spirit.
这是十字架上服事的精神。
This is the spirit of the cross.
我们再看，十字架服事是一种代死的服事。
The servitude of the cross is also the spirit to die.
我们看哥林多后书五章十三节。
Actually, Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13.
哥林多后书五章十三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13.
五章十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
后书五章十三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13.
我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们，是四节。
14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，十五节。
15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他们死而复活的主来活。十字架的服事是代死的服事，主为我们来死，我们要为他来活。
On the cross, Jesus died for us. Therefore, we ought to live for him.
耶稣基督说：“人为朋友舍命，人的爱没有比这个更大的。”
There is no love greater than one who dies for his friend.
真的，你看世界上那些感人的故事，都是代死的故事。
And we have heard many moving stories of people who died for their loved ones.
就好像那个高中的枪杀。有一个高中枪杀，那个孩子，老师知道那个孩子到底要杀哪一个人，能够去照顾另外一个孩子，为那个孩子来吃那个子弹。
There was a case when there was a shooting in a high school, and a teacher saw that the shooter was about to kill one of the students. Teacher died.
那个活下来的学生对那个老师的感激应该是一辈子的。
And I believe the students whose life was spared would.Remember that teacher for the rest of his life.
摩西是神忠心的工人。
Moses was God's faithful worker.
当老百姓犯罪的时候，神要灭绝他们。
And when his people sinned against the Lord, God wanted to destroy them.
摩西独自一人上山为百姓来进食祷告。
But Moses went alone to the mountain and fasted and prayed for his people.
他说：“主啊，请你原谅他们的罪。神啊，请你原谅他们的罪。”
Said, "Lord, please forgive their sins."
他祷告到一半说不下去了。
But he could not continue his prayer.
神啊，如果你不原谅他们罪，请你从生命册上把我的名字 抹掉了。
He could simply say, Lord, if you do not forgive them, then please remove me from the book of life.
这个就是神爱的一种精神。
That is the love that comes from God.
所以你看神的心里一直的改变，从灭绝到说，好啦，不灭绝你们啦，但是呢，我差遣使者跟你们去，我不跟你们同去了。
And because of Moses' prayer, God gradually relented.
后来摩西又继续带祷。
But Moses continued to pray for his people.
神只好说好啦，没有错，我跟你们一起去。
Finally, God relented and said, "I will still go."
继续祷告。
Moses continued to pray.
摩西啊，神竟然把他的荣耀的身体显现给摩西来看了。
And God showed His glory to him.
所以那种待死的精神，能够为别人的心的精神，真的可以改变神的心意啊。
The spirit of willing to die for someone can change even the heart of God.
所以愿我们这边140个学生，每个人都能够效法主耶稣基督的代死。
May all 140 students of the NYTS follow the example of Jesus Christ.
能够回到我们的地方教会，能够为神、为弟兄姐妹来服侍、来牺牲。
When we return to our local churches, may we be willing to suffer and sacrifice for our church.
牺牲我们一点自己的时间，到教会里面来敬拜神。
You can sacrifice a little bit of private time to come to church to worship.
牺牲我们的一些其他不必要的工作，来复兴我们的青年班。
Let us sacrifice unnecessary work so that we can come to church to serve.
在我们领受主耶稣的宝体之前，
Before we partake of the body of Christ.
让我们每个人在神面前立下至少一个志愿。
Let us make this one determination.
这样子才是真正回报神的一个最基本的方法。
This is the most basic way to repay the love of God.
这样才是纪念主，这样才是效法主的服事。
This is the one way we can remember His love.
让我们立志能够把那些过去的恶统统把它除掉。
Let us resolve to take away the sins of our past.
让我们立志能够跟弟兄姐妹能够联络，大家一起读经，一起祷告。因为我知道一个人实在是很难，也很辛苦。
Let us resolve to be joined with other brothers and sisters to pray and to study the Bible together.
很多的想法，愿主耶稣亲自在我们心中做工。
May the will of the Lord Jesus Christ work with our hearts.
让我们这两个礼拜的学习啊，没有白费。
So that this 2 weeks of studies will not be in vain.
能够丰丰富富的带到我们自己的教会里面去。
May we bring everything we've gained, the abundance back to our local churches.
能够立志为主来过我们一辈子的生活。
And resolve to live the rest of our life for our Lord.
愿主耶稣的爱激动激励我们。
May the love of Jesus Christ compel us.
我们要一起来祝谢主的圣体。
Now we will give thanks for the Holy Communion.